Let us quieten our hearts in opening prayer and thanksgiving. Our dear Heavenly Father, as we once again approach thy holy and blessed word, we ask, dear Father, to open thy word unto us, to the understanding of thy living spirit that thou hast blessed us with. Feed and nourish us, dear Father. And increase our faith, which is oftentimes so weak and poor. We ask, dear Father, simply, grant unto us of thy blessing, that we could receive power and strength, uplifting and comfort and instruction through thy word. And we thank you, dear Father, for all thy abundant blessings that thou hast so graciously granted unto us. And we pray as thy Son has taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. There is also a wedding prayer on behalf of Aaron Jankala and Chantel Matilla, who are getting married this weekend, I believe it is, here in Cokato at this church. Marriage is such an incredible blessing when one receives a believing spouse. And now even on their behalf, we'll quieten our hearts and pray to God. And our dear Heavenly Father, God, thou who has established marriage, bless this covenant. Grant this couple one-mindedness and love, and make their home a Christian home. For Lord, if thou do not build a house, they labor in vain who build it. Build for them a home in which faith, hope, and love would prevail. Amen. This morning there's a busy schedule here at church, and so I thought we'd just stop for a few minutes here for a Sunday morning devotion and read from the Apocrypha, the book of the Ecclesiasticus. When we look at the church calendar, we note that, if I can find my calendar, that today is, I think it's the second Sunday after. Second Sunday after Pentecost. And the theme for, and the title for this Sunday speaks of perishable and imperishable treasures, which we in here in God's kingdom understand very well what is the greatest treasure that we could own, and that's the gift of living faith. But today is also Father's Day here in this vast land that we live in, and I thought I'd read a short portion from the third chapter of the book of Ecclesiasticus, and these words are in Jesus' name as follow. Hear me, your father, O children, and do thereafter that ye may be safe. For the Lord hath given the father honor over the children, and has confirmed the authority of the mother over the sons. Whoso honoreth his father maketh atonement for his sins, And he that honoreth his mother is as one who layeth up treasure. And whoso honoreth his father shall have joy of his own children, and when he maketh his prayer he shall be heard. And he that honoreth his father shall have a long life, and he that is obedient unto the Lord shall be a comfort to his mother. He that feareth the Lord will honor his father, and will do service unto his parents as to his masters. Honor thy father and mother both in word and deed, that a blessing may come upon thee from them. And my son, help thy father in his age, and grieve him not as long as he liveth. And if his understanding fail, have patience with him, and despise him not when thou art in full strength. For the relieving of thy father shall not be forgotten. Amen. Father's Day is a temporal national holiday that we have here. And in most Western countries, although it's at different times of the year. I know in Finland, Father's Day comes 6 months after Mother's Day, and that would be in November. But here, in this vast land today, we celebrate Father's Day. If you get a chance sometime, and I know the spare moments are few and far between, and in Luther's large catechism, he speaks in great detail on all of the commandments and the creed and so on. And he writes in here about the fourth commandment. Well, he says here that the first three commandments speak to our relationship with our Heavenly Father, specifically. And that we should love and trust and fear Him with our whole heart all the days of our life, and that we would use His name to praise Him, and that we wouldn't misuse His name in any way. And of course, the third commandment speaks of the holy day of rest. And he says that we should diligently study and practice God's word. That's a good reminder for us. It's a good reminder. The Sabbath day is a day of rest, and it's a day where we should, as fathers, and even as believing children of God, we should read and study God's word. But then the fourth commandment is honor thy father and thy mother, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. I know there's a question that begs to be answered and springs into one's mind often. And I know it is in the minds of some today. That thou mayest live long on this earth. In the wisdom of Solomon, that funeral text that was taken, that God granted unto us, spoke of a youth, a young one who has been called home speedily, quickly, lest deceit and sin would beguile his mind and understanding. But those few verses before that text also reminds us of a long life. Now we think of a long life. My father-in-law is 91 years old. My mother is 91 years old. Both of them are soon to be 92. That's a long life, wouldn't you say? How about you boys and girls? 92 years, is that a long life? Yeah, it seems to be a long life. But it says here it's in the Wisdom of Solomon, the book right before where we read our text, in the fourth chapter, and I'm going to read from the eighth verse, and it says in this way, "For honorable age is not that which standeth in the length of time, nor is it measured by the number of years." Now that goes against temporal understanding and comprehension. For honorable age is not that which standeth in a length of time or in measured by the number of years. But then our Heavenly Father explains unto us what is a long life. He says, "But wisdom is the gray hair unto men." Wisdom is the gray hair unto men. It doesn't matter age. And an unspotted life is old age. In other words, he who leaves this world was the testimony of God's children that they were dear beloved brothers and sisters in faith, and now, behold, they are saints in heaven. The teaching of our Heavenly Father is so simple, and it's so easy for us to understand when we look at the matters of faith through the eyes of a child of God. But wisdom is the gray hair unto men, and an unspotted life is old age. And so it doesn't matter how many years or what is the measure of time that we're here. Because, boys and girls, remember, what did God say about a long life? And he even said, if a man lived to be 90 years old, he said it's like a grain of sand along the beaches of the world, or it's like a drop of water in the ocean. It's so insignificant compared to eternity, which begins one day and never ends. It goes on and on and on. And God created man with an undying soul. Everyone has an undying soul. And you, boys and girls, you children that are here this morning, you beloved youth, you've had either a believing mother or a believing father, which has taught you and nurtured you here in God's kingdom that what is the most important thing in our life? Let's get to heaven. Preserve faith and good conscience, and so on. Luther, when he writes here in this large catechism, he places your believing mother and father, your mother and father, so high that there's nobody here upon the earth that God sees as greater or higher than them. Luther says he places them next to God, just below God. That's how important your mother and father are to you. And dear children, beloved youth, you know what the best thing that they would love to hear today from you? Not necessarily Happy Father's Day or Happy Mother's Day, but you can believe your sins and doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. Yeah. Those are the most gracious words that we could ever hear. And you mothers and fathers, and dear brothers and sisters, it's so important. It doesn't matter age. Preach the gospel. Make the gospel of the forgiveness of sins be such an important part of your life that you're desiring to hear that gospel every day. How's it been with you, dear brother and sister? Your journey of faith. Can you sit up straight and kind of, you know, that I've been a pretty good Christian. No, I don't think there's anybody here who could begin to boast that boy have I been successful. Not one. Every one of us experienced the onslaughts of the enemy of the soul and the temptations that the world just begs to give on to us. And oh, the power of Lucifer, Satan, the devil himself. We're in need of the gospel every day. It's interesting how Luther here, he writes here that this fourth commandment, and it refers not just to the fathers, but to the mothers. And he says that it's honor is a much greater thing than love. Well, we're to love one another. We're to love everybody. Jesus even taught, love your enemies, those that hate you and would use you wrongly. And then Jesus said, love them, your enemies. But now God is reminding us not only to love your mother and father, but to honor them. And to show reverence unto them, as he writes in here. And the Bible also speaks of reverence. There's a portion in the Holy Scriptures that reminds you, beloved wives, to show reverence unto your husbands. And so on. What does this word reverence actually mean then? It's a profound feeling of awe and respect. It's much greater than love. It includes love. But it goes beyond that. And that's what our Heavenly Father is reminding us this morning. You little children, you boys and girls, beloved youth, and it doesn't matter what age we are, as long as our mother and father are still living. Hear me, your father, O children, do thereafter that he may be safe. Someone also remarked recently about, because we've heard of guardian angels. Every one of us here have heard of the term guardian angel and angels. And probably most of you have seen that beautiful painting of that angel that is leading these two little children across this really old and rickety wooden bridge and over that vast gorge. And guardian angels are real. Jesus even spoke of he said that they behold the face of the Heavenly Father. And so the question that begged to be answered was then that, well, what of this, where this little child was called home to heaven, or a beloved youth, a young person, and what is the duty of the guardian angel? To help and protect you in living faith. The guardian angel has no power over when somebody is born and when somebody dies from this earth. Our Heavenly Father does. He is the giver of life and the giver of death. And when one is called home from this world, that duty and that work of that guardian angel has been successful. Sometimes very short. But the work has ended when that one has been called home to heaven for eternity. He says, whosoever honoreth his father shall have joy of his own children. And when he maketh his prayer, he shall be heard. And he that is obedient unto the Lord shall be a comfort to his mother. All you children, you beloved youth, if you only knew how many prayers have arisen to our Heavenly Father on your behalf, you would be dumbfounded. Your mother and father have prayed on your behalf countless prayers. Not that you would become somebody great here in society and you'd do wonderful, miraculous things. No, they've prayed that God would preserve you in living faith.
That's the simple prayer of a mother and a father to their loved ones, to the Heavenly Father of their loved ones. And dear brother and sister, you who are endeavoring and struggling in this battle against that threefold enemy, endeavoring to preserve faith and good conscience, and loved ones have weakened and become weary and gone into the darkness of unbelief, you also can uplift your heart and thank our Heavenly Father, because He hears your prayers. And we know when there is life, there is hope. And we always have hope. We are a people of hope here in God's kingdom, in living faith. We are a people of joy and peace. And then he says here, my son, help thy father in his age, in his old age, when he becomes frail and weak, and even many times his understanding begins to seep away. My son, help thy father in his age, and grieve him not as long as he liveth. And if his understanding fail, have patience with him, and despise him not when thou art in full strength. For the relieving of thy father shall not be forgotten, or your mother. It's a duty that we have, that God has placed onto us. To honor thy mother and father, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on this earth. And a long life is an unspotted life. And what is an unspotted life? It's when we live of the gospel. And even now, you boys and girls and children, beloved youth, dear brothers and sisters in living faith, many of you who may be struggling over many matters and doubts have arisen in your mind, and oftentimes very wearied and tired, uplift your heart to that message of our Heavenly Father that is speaking directly into your heart, that you can believe all your sins and doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. And we don't need to be sorrowful and joyless, because we have the most reason to rejoice and to thank our Heavenly Father. And indeed, as the psalmist has said, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is heard here in the tabernacles of our Heavenly Father, here in God's kingdom. And may our Heavenly Father bless those unbelieving loved ones and unbelieving neighbors, that they would feel the distress of their sin, and that they would seek our Heavenly Father. And indeed, God is seeking them, calling them to come this way, even as Jesus said in the very final pages of the Bible, "Behold, I knock." Yes, He knocks at your door of the heart, and He says, "Open the door and come unto Me." This is the kind of loving Heavenly Father we have. He is continually encouraging us, the children of God, who so oftentimes are weary and tired and downridden and doubtful. And He's continually calling, "Come this way. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness." This is the starting point to everything in our life. And of course, that is that exhortation to our unbelieving loved ones also. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all else shall be added unto you. It's so simple, dear brothers and sisters. Uplift your heart and believe the gospel. Your sins and doubts are forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. And I also have been doubt-ridden, and that can I believe all my doubts and sins and fears also forgiven. Yeah, I desire to believe with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.